My family were out of town for about 10 days. We were visiting some friends of ours that used to live here. Every time I get to see this buddy of mine, really encouraged, he was in a plane crash 9 years ago, 6 weeks after his first son was born. So he's quadriplegic, in a wheelchair, hasn't gotten to hold his kids ever since, but he provides for his family because he's an accountant. He still can provide for his family from his chair, and that's special and encouraging from the world's eyes, but the other side of it, just seeing that the guy can still smile, seeing the love that comes off of him. We actually had a little kind of a home church service with him and his family and some of their friends there, and the topic was about speaking about things that aren't as though they are. And so later on, when it was just me and him, I asked him, hey, you know, what's something that you think would be crazy to declare that isn't reality? And, you know, thinking he might be like, well, to walk or to hug my family, you know? But the thing that he said that he declared what wasn't as though it should be is that he could share the love of God everywhere he goes. He was like, man, I don't feel like I share all the time when I could. And I was like, wow, okay. So every time I get to see the guy, super encouraged. Okay, I'm done.
Hello, just to back that up, I've actually met this man he's talking about as well, and you couldn't hardly get a smile off his face, which, you know, bless my heart as well. So yeah, today is going to be a little bit different than yesterday, and I don't want to say different than normal, because it's not, but here's what I need you to do. We all have arms, we all have legs, we all have mouths, and this is a participation, so look at the youth, they're ready to go, love it. This is a participation service. We have the amazing opportunity and blessing to be able to host Broken Walls and Jonathan Miracle here today. Some of y'all, yeah, this is really a great thing. Some of y'all know them, some of you don't. If you've never encountered worship with these guys, it is something you will never forget. It's an amazing time. It's always something different that the Lord is doing. Sometimes you feel like, oh yeah, I've been there, I've seen these guys, but it's always something different. This is not a concert, this is a worship time with our God. So treat it as such, and I just want to introduce my friends. You guys know Bill Pagran, some of you, yeah? Yeah, a couple guys know Josh Moss, right? Yeah, isn't he looking good up there? And my friend Jonathan Miracle, I'd like to introduce, and we're going to do a little protocol here.
Thanks, Zach. And Sage, right? You want to come up? Just want to, you guys have heard me speak before, and I know I've been here. This is kind of a home away from home for me in Alaska. It's a church that I've had many opportunities to be a part of, and just want to say how much I love you guys. I'm a very, very, tender guy, and the old Chinese proverb, leaky eyes, no swelled head, really goes with me, you know? So even though I sound like a really aggressive rocker sometimes, it's not all me. Like, I'm a full spectrum here. But on the line of Indian giving and honor, I just want to honor the two leaders of this house and just thank them for welcoming us to your community and to your church. And so I want to give this to you, Sage. It's a handmade. Yeah. And then something for you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's time in both of those, lots of time and effort. And I just want to say how much we appreciate the fact that you opened the door. And, you know, the fact that, just so you know, we're in the studio that's here in your church because of good grace, because of love.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I'm excited about being here. And what we're going to do today, it's going to be a lot different than you're used to hearing Broken Walls do. And Bill was even going, hey, is this really going to be Broken Walls? I said, well, it's the Broken Walls. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
We'll
so I just want to say that and just say thank you for welcoming us. And I pray that we'll be a blessing to you guys today. So we're going to just open on the drum like we usually do. And we're going to do some songs that you've probably not heard before. We seem to have lots of those these days because I've been writing and spending time doing that. And it's just really kick-starting and getting these songs going. And so some of the songs we're going to do today, you'll be the first ones to have ever heard them. So if that means something to you, then that's kind of cool for us, too.
So I think it's the first time I've heard many of them, too.
Bill, you're lying.
Well, second time.
Okay, oh, yeah, sorry. Second time, yeah. Okay, so here we go.
We'll have lyrics up here, too. Listen along.
How many Sunday morning services start like that? I mean, all across the land, we're still doing all the other stuff, but I really believe that this is meant to be a part of the church. It needs to have its place. The cry of the indigenous people needs to have its place. It's partnership with the body of Christ. That's what partnership is all about.
Well, since we're in the partnership mood, you know,
mode,
you can dance your prayers. I know you guys dance your prayers here, but you know, one of the things that we've been taught, and when we were adopted as Lakota, is that every step that we take when we dance is a prayer for healing. And man, we need healing in Alaska, amen? We need healing in our families. We need the glory of God to come in and inhabit our praises. And when that happens, man, healing happens. So just go ahead and feel free to dance your prayers. Now, usually I say you could tap your toe inside your shoe, one-time special offer only, but no. Man, it's serious. It's a serious time here in Alaska. So, man, you at least have to get your foot moving, all right? All right, dance your prayers. Enjoy this time.
This is a declaration song that says we are one.
Well, just like that.
Probably told you before, in a powwow, one drum doesn't do all the songs. Like there's a shift song to song because you put so much effort into each one. And you know what? We don't want to put any less in. We want you to have the full feel of the song. So we're giving you everything we got on those. So, So just so you know, we need more drum groups. We need more drum groups. Rise up in Alaska.
Next time you're going to have to alternate, huh?
Yeah, so we have somebody else to alternate with. So we're going to do a song that's very dear to the heart of many indigenous people across North America because we've introduced it and we've carried it with us. And the idea of this song was given to us by a great Kiowa elder called Donald Horse, and it's a song about being thankful. It's a song about just embracing the goodness and knowing that God's grace is upon us. We call this song Daki, which means
creator, and it says, Om Gyata Omeg, creator, we love you, we thank you, for you have blessed us.
I gotta get plugged in here, Johnny.
So this next song we're gonna do, the opening song with the band, is a song called The Call of the Drum. And the call of the drum is so vital because it calls to the hearts of the indigenous people, and it releases us into the identity that God has called us to and who He created us to be. And I believe that the indigenous people of Alaska have so much to give. And that as we do this song, I just pray that you would feel that and be moved by it. Hi, Carol. Good to see you guys, you and Pat, yeah.
each one plays a part. Let that path that you walk on, let that path be the right one. I see beauty, I see the difference between us, the gifts that you share, and the color of your skin. As we give of ourselves, we make life so much sweeter, and through honor, a better place to live. Yes, through honor, a better place to live. We celebrate the fall of the wall, see the joy that coming together brings. We see the hope of how things should be, see the change and embrace it personally. See the change and embrace it personally. Respond with your gifts as a matter of your heart, one step at a time. It's a good place to start. I see beauty, I see the difference between us, the gifts that you share, and the color of your skin. As we give of ourselves, we make life so much sweeter, and through honor, a better place to live. Yes, through honor, a better place to live. We celebrate the fall of the wall, see the joy that coming together brings. We see the hope of how things should be, see the change, we embrace it personally. We see the change, we embrace it personally. See the change, we embrace it personally.
So the song, that song, I See Beauty, is based around the idea of that some of the communities that we go into aren't very beautiful. Some of the people are struggling, and life has just so got them down. And you know, I'm also speaking about Canada. Should I just say the word and I want to cry? Because there's so much going on there in our Indigenous communities. There's so much brokenness. And I just really want to take this 1 minute to just say how much Alaska has meant to me. Because traveling with Bill and doing work up here with him has given me hope for Canada. It's given me hope for the Native people there. You wouldn't believe what's going on there, really. If you follow a little bit of the Broken Walls Facebook, you can see some of the struggles that are going on. I mean, one village had 27 attempted suicides. 27 in like 4 weeks. And then another village had 10 attempted suicide, four actually committed suicide of the 27. But another village just before I left in 1 week had 10 attempted suicides. I mean, we're talking about on a rampant rate of beyond comprehension. You know, if it happened in any of our villages here, it would be a national disaster or an epidemic that would be, United States of America would be saying, there's an epidemic going on in Eagle River. If 20 people or 10 people or 5 people committed suicide, everybody would know. But in our villages in Canada, those northern isolated villages, it's happening every day and people don't even know. What inspired me was in 1995, 96, I flew into one of my first villages of saying, okay, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow what you're asking me to do. I'm going to go into those villages. I'm going to see what's there, and I'm going to do what I can to make a difference. And the very first village I flew into, there was a young man hanging in a tree upon arrival. And I got the very first hit in my heart, and that changed my life. It said to me, we got to fix this. We got to fix this. These walls of bitterness, these walls of brokenness, these walls of lost identity and displacement that have taken place with our First Nations people across North America has built these walls of bitterness. And this morning when I share with you, I'm going to talk about those walls of bitterness and how the love that Jesus brought to us gives us the ability to break those walls down and see the people set free. But you know, it takes people like Bill. What Bill has done here in Alaska, what he's done, he's forged something in this state that is bringing hope to the First Nations people. I mean, there's been a lot of people doing great things. And I've had the opportunity to be aligned with Bill and to just see the passion that he goes forth with into these villages. And I've been able to carry the passion that God has given me for Canada into the Alaskan villages. So I have brought Canada and I've brought it into Alaska and I've given you everything that God has given to me to help with your First Nations people. And I'm believing that that's going to happen and I'm going to be able to see true freedom come in our land of Canada. Right here. It's right here. I got it.
I want to do something because I feel that it's right and it's timely. Can I have that basket right there? I am going to put this basket here because I would like to receive an offering for specifically for Broken Walls and the work that God is doing through them. Now listen, you can do it right now if you want to, but I want you, as we continue just worshiping Him, if the Lord leads you to write a check or dig in your pocket and pull out cash, whatever, at any point during the rest of this worship time, I want you to come and just put that in here because I believe God is calling us to sow and sow generously into what God is doing because it doesn't just affect Canada. It doesn't just affect even the U.S. God is wanting to shift the fear that we have of each other as people. And it starts here. It has to start with somebody. Why not us? So I'm going to pray, and I just want to lead us in giving and just be generous to what God's calling us to do. So Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to be a part of breaking down walls of bitterness, of fear, of lies, of prejudice, of racism. God, I pray that as we sow today into what you're doing, that, Lord, your kingdom would be so advanced into the darkest of dark places, yes, into villages, God, that we can't even pronounce the names of. Lord, I pray that you would break the back of the enemy that's causing people to feel hopeless, that's causing people to feel like the only solution is to end their life. We pray today, God, that you would just flow in your spirit throughout the villages of Alaska, throughout the villages of Canada, and Lord, through this group, Lord, that a movement would be rushed into the hearts of your people. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You can make your checks out. If you already made a check out, that's fine, but make it out to Bridge of Hope, and I will see that every penny that comes in goes to these guys. That way there's no, like, oh, I got these checks and those checks. Just make it out to Bridge of Hope, and I'll make one check out to these guys. So thank you.
We need to turn that up pretty immensely. Keep it coming. A little bit more. A little more yet. Oh, you're way gone, I hear you.
take a look at who you are. It's a time to forgive. It's a time to be forgiven. No more broken promises. Oh, Yahweh, God, now you have inside. It's a call to all people to join our hands together and sing a new song.
With your Holy Spirit be filled. I want to clear
your spirit, it might flow free. As I hunger and thirst for you, Lord, hearts are changed through me. As your joy flows, unity grows, and your love will flow free. And barriers of flesh, they are easily broken. Holy Spirit, do a work in me.
Got to be one of the dearest songs to my heart, because that's really what we want to do, isn't it? If we're listening, you know, we're going to be doing what's right, and it's going to go against our flesh. You got to know that if you're listening to what God wants to do, there's always going to be the flesh that's going to rise up to try and pull you away from it. So I want to encourage you, as you listen to the Holy Spirit, it's always a battle. But it's a battle we can win because we have the authority of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
So I had a phone call not long ago from someone who was interviewing me for a television interview. And in the conversation, I said to them, our First Nations people, they were asking me, like, so what do you see, you know, tell us about your people. And that first thing I said was, we're strangers to ourselves. And then I stopped and I was like, what? You know, what did I just say? And the Holy Spirit just, neither of us spoke. The person was on the other end of the line and neither of us spoke for about 30, maybe 45 seconds. It was just, we're strangers to ourselves. And then it was like, we're realizing that whole displacement policy of colonialism and everything. It was just like all those things were in my heart. That's what was rushing through my heart was, wow, we've been displaced from our identity of who God's created us to be. And that's what's got to be restored. It's not that we have to go back and do all the old things. It's that we have to be set free in who God created us to be. Because that's where we can become the most effective. So, of course, you know what happens after that. I write a song, right? Not strangers to ourselves, not broken beyond repair, no longer self-destructive, but restored with love and care. Delivered from the lies holding captive hearts and lives, we're free. We're free, we're free, we're free. As words of truth are spoken, lies are broken, we can live our lives loved and free. No longer just a token, the curse on life is broken in our lives. In our lives, in our lives, in our lives, we're free, we're free. It's what
what you've done, you see. Today our hearts are open, today our eyes can see.
Showing those extra pictures, were you? Good, good. So those are kids in Canadian northern villages that have really lived in among some really horrible situations, but you could see that we have the ability to save these kids, to bring them hope, and it's such a great thing. So I got one more song for you. This is a song that's, I just wrote this one just like in the last little while, and it's like we've only played it a couple times, if that. But it's pretty important to me because it's a song that expresses the love of God and what His love has done for me. Just got to remember how to play it now. If I've got problems, Bill's really got problems. He says he's hardly ever. Just a minute, I got to remember it now. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
All that I needed, and I like water flow through me. Wash away all my doubt. The lonely is gone. And I was so broken, I'd fall into pieces with nowhere to turn.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to continue with the service that's a little different. We're going to do tithes and offerings. So I know now why God was talking to me about this morning. I had something encouraging to talk about up here, but on the way here, Holy Spirit was talking to me about the unemployment rate in heaven. I'm like, okay, that's just weird. That is weird. I don't get that. So I'm a carpenter handyman. There's not going to be any need for that in heaven. Jesus went to prepare a place for me. Nothing's going to break, right? Rob, the stuff you do, there will be no need for that in heaven. There's a big need for it here, but not in heaven. There won't be a need. Zach, I think they're going to take the mic away when you go up there. Big need for you here, but in heaven. So the job opportunities in heaven, I know now what God was talking to me about that on the way here. There's going to be a call to drums. There's going to be about a billion openings, couple billion for worshipers. That's it. So... yeah, you know, you dress for the job you want to have, not the one you have. I still dress like a carpenter. But, you know, this is training for what we're going to be doing. This is on-the-job training for eternity. So that's all I got. But you can give in the bucket up here at front. We got boxes on the wall in the back. Or you can give it akbridgeofhope.com. And, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, so it's not awkward, stand up, move around a little bit. And yeah, there's boxes in the back if you don't want to walk all the way back up here and give. There's a couple of blue boxes in the back you can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. And I'm going to make some announcements here in just a minute.